Yes, I am the Stone Pony, Devontae Stone, and coming up on the podcast today, we're talking about Chance the Rapper, Chicago's very own Chance, has a new project out, and let me tell you, I'm feeling it. Also, we're going to talk about Gunna, for those who don't know, the DJ, the rapper, YSL, which stands for Young Stoner Life. We're going to talk about what really went down. Is Gunna really a snitch? We'll talk about the Bears. We're going to talk about the Bulls. And because it's Christmas time, we're going to talk about that one Christmas relative or even maybe a friend that you don't want to come to dinner and why. It's all happening on This Guy's Podcast with me, the Stone Pony. What are we going to do, this guy? I don't know. It's entertainment time, and you know what that means. Big Silver G is here with me, and we're going to first talk about Chance the Rapper. I am so glad to see Chance the Rapper
back
with some new material.
Yes.
And I just stumbled across this video the other day on YouTube because a friend of mine said, hey, Stone, you need to check out this video. So I wasn't aware. And then when I became aware, I was sending it to everybody, including our content director, Josh, who also...
Wait. You know how to send YouTube videos?
Yeah, I know. Not really. I think I got help. I just share, right? You're funny. So I actually shared this video, but it's a great video from Chance.
Uh-huh.
The name of this song is called You Know.
You Know.
You Know.
You Know.
You Know.
For sure.
You Know.
I know it.
It's a 6-minute video.
Is it six minutes? I didn't know it was 6 minutes long.
6 minutes long, uh-huh. And it's talking about Black liberation. It's a song about just liberating, very cultural. And it did really good. 2.6 million views in a month. How does Chance do that like that?
Chance is
How do you get those, like, because some people would love to have those many views within a month.
Oh my goodness.
Is it just because it's Chance though, Big Silver G?
First of all, let me just say this. Chance the Rapper. Oh my God, he is my celebrity crush. And I know he's from Chicago, but I just feel like if I see him, I'ma just fall out. Y'all need to help me, save me.
Help a Lord.
Somebody save me.
Save a God.
But he is definitely for the city. He is for everybody. I know that I didn't know that the music video was 6 minutes long, but I know he been bringing out projects and bringing out songs.
Mm-hmm.
Very like, it was sporadic because the last song he came out with was maybe 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it. Was people still working in the video?
Yeah, people were still working in this video. And that's why I was, when I saw it, I was calling people. I'm like, you know what? So that's how you do it. That's how you keep Chicago. Because when you look at it, anybody that knows Chicago and knows the culture and the footworking, you say, wow, he did a good job on that.
For sure.
And let me tell you, the beats, the medley, the verses, just all hit. So I'm telling everybody in here, I'm promoting. See how we promoting this? Go check out this video on YouTube. And while we're talking about it, please subscribe to This Guy's Podcast on YouTube as well. And if you don't know how to spell it, it's A-Y and it's got four E's.
Four E's.
It's got four E's. Come on, y'all. Four E's. because people, you know. Speaking of which, I wanted to bring this up, though. Chris Brown is also doing big numbers. Yeah. You know, Chris Brown has been not much in the news as of late, but
that's because he just had a baby.
He had a baby. So what? And he did have a baby.
Yes.
And so his newborn is how old now?
Maybe almost one. Almost
baby.
One.
What is his baby? What is the baby's name?
Baby Chris.
Uh huh.
It's not Baby Chris.
Okay, I'm about to say, like, really? This is where we're going with it. Baby Chris is his name.
Yes.
Okay. So Baby Chris.
Yes.
And how old is Baby Chris?
Baby Chris is about 11 months old.
So he's got this new thing, No Time Like Christmas.
Yeah.
1.2 million views in 9 days.
That's because that's Chris Brown.
So Chris Brown and Chance, they get these views.
Yes.
Have you seen the video?
I did not see the video, Chris Brown video.
Uh-huh.
But I know that Chris Brown is coming out with holiday music now.
Yes, yes.
Because he got it tapping into that market right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So Big Silver G, a lot of anything that I'm missing on entertainment?
Back to Chance the Rapper.
Back to Chance.
He is liberating the Black people.
Yes.
And he bringing the Black people back to Africa.
Is he bringing them back to Chicago?
Because
we got too
them.
Many. No, I'm just kidding. We have, there's a lot. Okay. Anyway, but the liberation. The liberation continue.
Yeah, so the You Know movement, he has new art coming out. He has a new line of clothing coming out. And he has taken a lot of artists like Vic Mensa, Toby Nwuga. Toby.
Nwaya Yogo. No, that's not it. Somebody, I'm going to get tagged on this one. What's his name? Okay, it's something like that. Ooh, ooh, wah, wah. So that's not it. That sounds almost like Ujamaa.
We got to stop.
We need to stop.
We have to stop.
I hope this. That's all in there, though. We can't help it, but go ahead.
Toby.
Nui. Kunta Kinte, Toby.
Nui Way.
Roots. Okay, Nuube. Sorry, there it is.
Big Missa.
I love it.
Erykah Badu.
Everybody's in this thing. I love it.
And a lot of artists from Africa.
Tis the season to be African.
And it's new.
And it's new.
It's new. And it's free.
And it's free.
It's called Black Star Line.
Don't have to pay a thing.
Yes.
Big Silver G, love. Okay.
Yes.
You came correct today.
Always.
That's Big Silver G with the Entertainment Scoop on Aidas Guys Podcast. I'm here with my investigative reporter for Aidas Guys Podcast, the one and only Josh. And we're going to be talking about the rapper Gunna. What is Gunna's real name?
It starts out with your name. It says, my name is Sergio Kitchens. I'm a defendant in Fulton County Superior Court case number 22SC182273, which has been re-indicted.
We know that YSL, Young Stoner Life, Gunna pleaded some kind of plea deal that he entered. And for those who don't know, he pleaded for racketeering, but also admitted his awareness of gang activity within the business of YSL. And my whole question is, for everybody that wants to know, did this man snitch? Is he a snitch? Is he the biggest rat right now? Maybe not the biggest rat, but did he rat on his friends? What really happened with that? Bring us up to date with this. And what was the plea bargain, the maneuver that they used in court, something like the Alford maneuver,
yes,
which he said he was innocent, but he was still guilty and still innocent. Explain to those people who don't know. Josh.
All righty, sounds good. So the Alford law is pretty much a way for Gunna to say that he had no involvement in any of the violent acts. This new indictment pretty much says that everything that happened, even though he was a part of the music label, he had no involvement in any of the things that were going outside of it. So the gang activity, all the other people's confessions, everything that has something to do with what's going on with Gunna and Thug is now laying directly on Thug himself. Young Thug actually has the phone records dropped as well. In relation to this Alford plea, the deal is that it can still be used against other people. Mm. However, his lawyer is saying that this bargain will not be resurfacing, that he didn't snitch on anyone. He just admitted his part in all of the case.
So but admitting, you mean to tell me you can admit but not snitch? So through that admitting, there was
an admission of
maybe
guilt.
Maybe a little snitch?
I think it's dry snitching, personally. I do think that it's dry
snitching. You don't think it's snitching at all?
I think it's dry snitching. I do.
Okay. And so what do we do with people like this? These guys who are snitches?
We keep everybody in their lane.
We keep everybody in their lane.
And stay in your lane. If you do music, do music. If you do anything extra, don't combine it with the music.
What about that whole thing where it says, never rat on your friends, okay? But there's a lot of rats these days.
Hey, everybody's looking for the cheese.
Everybody's looking for the cheese.
Yes, indeed.
So what do you think is going to be the outcome of this case?
Really, I think the outcome is more than likely going to be Young Thug facing some time. Unfortunately, if you have a lot of witnesses, there's 20 other witnesses, and more than just Gunna getting out of jail. So that means some admission of guilt, some plea deals are going to involve some incrimination of Young Thug. I think now the music industry is going to change to where we have people starting to be a little bit more cautious with not only what they say, but who they interact with. So I think Gunna is in for the long run, though.
Gunna is in for the long run, and we will find out, and we're going to bring you back on as we develop and as these stories develop later on down the line, because we don't know where we're going with this yet, but we'll see. Josh, thank you for stopping by, Mr. Investigative Reporter, and you'll come back once we find out more about these as the story develops.
Hey, appreciate you having me.
Thank you very much. This guy, over here. All right, before we talk about world soccer and who won the cup, let's talk about the Bears. The Bears are who we thought they were. The Bears are 3-11. It's a bad, I know when you look at it that way, it looks bad, it feels bad, it feels really bad. You don't want to be 3-11 as the Chicago Bears, but this is where we are. But there is a bright spot. The bright spot is that Justin Fields is that bright spot. Even though we know he's in his second year, this guy is going to do marvelous things. They lost to the Eagles yesterday. The Eagles were just a better team coming in. And the Eagles are what, 13-1? Who saw that? We just got to find out about the injury to Jalen Hurts and to see if that's something that's going to be something long-lasting going into the playoffs. But 3-11 the Bears are, Anthony, and what was the over and under with the Bears over the weekend?
Over the weekend, they were at 41.5 going into the game, and with that over and under, I was definitely going for the over. Bears, yes, the record shows a different story of the tells, but when it comes to the Bears, they fight with everything when Justin Fields is on the field. That kid gives a spark to the Bears, and in my opinion, Bears, a lot of bets would be going over even in the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, this guy, he's got a lot of promise. He's ran more than any other quarterback in the history
yes.
of the doggone Chicago Bears. And I just look for great things moving into the third year of his career as a Chicago Bear. Even though we know that the season is kind of like, the season is done with, okay?
Yes.
But I do feel that moving forward, this is our guy. I mean, he kind of gives me glimpses of Jalen Hurts. He just needs a really good offensive line. We need to put some people around him. And most importantly, we have to protect the QB. We've got to protect our quarterback. I mean, this is our guy. This is our franchise guy. And yesterday's score, 20-25. I mean, you felt like the Bears were in it. There were a couple things. I actually, when going into this game, I felt like the Bears could probably beat them in my mind, just thinking, okay, we can get this done.
There's nothing wrong with that, though. The Bears have a good defense. Their system is old school, but when it comes to the offense, it is a little bit slurpy, but Justin Fields makes this a thing, and he could change the whole franchise. And I just feel like a lot of wide receivers should come free agency, you know? Why not come to Chicago? You have a young talent. Justin Fields is that next big thing.
And he's ready to get the job done. And you could just see him at the podium after games, how it's like frustrating and you feel for this guy. But like you said, there's some things happening that's going to look good, I think, coming into year three. Let's talk about the Bears. And the Bears play on Christmas Eve, which is
against
funny.
Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills, who are really tough. Josh Allen and that crew, they're tough. Who are your peer picks for the Bears and the Bills for Christmas Eve?
So for right now,
Bears are gonna win.
Well, yeah. We would love to say that.
Yeah.
We would. But for my best picks for this game, I'm taking the Bears spread. I'm literally think that the Bills and Bears could go close, neck and neck. And my other bet would be Justin Fields touchdown anytime. I think this kid could run.
Anytime touchdown from Justin, yeah. Anytime
he's gonna run out.
He's gonna either throw that thing, or he's gonna either run into the end zone with it.
Yes, really young talent, but he could do it himself too. But I just feel like the best bet would be his touchdown.
Okay, and this is on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Can't wait to see what that's about. Let's move on to the World Cup soccer. Wow. You know what? I'm happy for Messi. I am happy for Messi because you've got a guy who's been one of the greatest throughout his career, his whole life. You know, how much does he have in the tank? Could he wait for the next 4 years? He doesn't have to wait. Argentina upsets the French. The French. I'm so sorry, French. It's over. But, I mean, Argentina won by penalties? Explain that.
No, it was a really great, exciting game. Even people that don't watch soccer got into this game. And the realistic side is that you have Messi and Mbappe, two great legendary players. Mbappe is the future of soccer. Messi
What's his name?
Mbappe.
Mbappe, where's he? And he's from Argentina.
He's from France.
Oh, he's from France.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was
how
a youngster,
young is this kid?
23.
He's only 23. And Messi's how old?
35.
35. Go figure. Okay, so this kid is going to be somebody to watch.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Next World Cup, France could be that team. But right now, this was Messi's time. And I just feel like Argentina deserved it. They played as a team. They figured it out as a family. And that's sometimes what you need to build as a championship, is a family and a culture.
Is a family and a culture. And of course, that score was 3-3. That was the final score.
And then
of course,
penalties, it was 4-2.
Mbappe was crowned the MVP.
He was crowned the Golden Boot. And that was for
What's the Golden Boot?
So Golden Boot is the most goals in a tournament. And
when you said Golden Boot, I quickly thought Donald Trump's boots. But of course, they would be gold probably, wouldn't they? No, but anyway, go ahead, finish.
No, but Golden Boot is the player that had the most goals in the tournament. And Golden Gloves was the goalie for Argentina, M. Martinez. And for Messi, he won the golden ball, and that's the MVP for the whole tournament.
Wow, you got golden boots, you got golden balls, you got
gloves.
Golden gloves, oh my God, what else is golden? This is like a gold life.
And then living the gold, the life. Then the gold championship.
Living a life like it's golden. Uh-huh. That's interesting. So, but one of the guys who really impressed me was one of the announcers who was doing the play-by-play who went viral. This guy was so passionate. Did you guys hear this guy? He was amazing. Have you ever seen him
get
excited
I
like
felt
that?
It. I cried. I'm not going to lie to you. I felt the emotions because for Latinos, this was a big win for us. This was something that we've been waiting for and preparing for Messi to do. And we've been following his career since he's been 16 years old. And for the commentary, he felt that he was impassioned. He's been following this kid since he's been young, and he waited and wanted this championship for him. And this was bigger than just soccer.
Congratulations going out to the Argentinians. Good job. Thank you very much, my friend. I love it. All right, for those who are following politics, well, there was some answers yesterday. After a year-long investigation with the January 6th House Committee investigating what took place there on in the nation's capital, here is exactly what happened. The House panel released Trump's criminal, they're calling these things referrals. So here's a referral. But keep in mind that the former president of the United States was not impeached, not one time, but impeached twice. He was never thrown out. But did we know that he was guilty? Guilty, 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 guilty. Number one, obstruction of an official proceeding, okay? Number two, conspiracy, this guy, to defraud the United States, the former president, me. Number three, conspiracy to make false statements. Now, that is not the worst part of all of this. If you have been following this year-long circus, because that's what it was, but we had to get the facts right. We had to get it out. This guy, Donald J. Trump, as they were on Capitol Hill protesting, was doing what? Watching television, watching it all unfold. Could he have stopped it? Could he have done something when they were chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," as those rioters entered something that the Capitol that has never been happened before, as these guys were trying to do what? Ratify the vote to make sure that Biden was the president. All of this took place, and this president could have stopped it. He did not. And that is why he should be held responsible. He should not be given a second opportunity to run for president of the United States. Is he running? He says he's going to run 2024, but he should not be allowed. Just sad. Nia, hey, I don't know if you were keeping,
what's going on?
I know this whole thing was a whole year.
I'm
just going to tell you, it was like, and I'm one of those kind of geeks that was watching some of it when I had the free time, because just kind of trying to figure out all the stuff that was coming out, but
I
really bad.
I was watching, but it's stressful. Honestly, at this point, it's stressful, and I'm voting for Kanye at this point.
Okay, she's voting for Kanye.
If it's between him and Kanye, I'm voting for Kanye.
I think I'm going to vote for Kanye. No, I'm not. I'm not voting for none of these guys. But anyway.
You have to vote. If you don't vote, then that means you basically vote for one or the other anyway. If you don't vote.
I agree. So we're going to urge everybody to please vote.
Go vote.
We're not going to tell you who to, but please register. Get out there and vote. Nia, who's our planner, she does all of our planning with our set for A This Guy's podcast and our coordinator. She also shares my birthday, which is August 1st.
August 1st, Leo.
We're talking about Christmas time coming up, and I know that your family's preparing a whipping family. What is that one person, that one family member, okay, that during Christmas you do not want to show up? Okay, and we all got some of those, and I want y'all to also hit it on my comments on my A This Guy's podcast.
Let us know.
Fill in the comments on YouTube about that one family member you do not want to come over for Christmas and why.
Unfortunately, I live with my one family member.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
you gotta be kidding
I don't want to see him on Christmas. I don't want to see him no other day neither. Okay, whoa. My brother.
Whoa.
He is the one, okay? He's the one who will come downstairs. He won't come downstairs the whole time. The morning, everyone's opening gifts, everyone's opening presents. He will not come downstairs. But as soon as that food hit the table, oh, he's making 2-3 plays. He's taking it up, and we're not seeing him for the rest of Christmas.
Rest of Christmas.
You might as well have just stayed where you was at.
So y'all don't even need him coming downstairs.
We don't even need you coming downstairs, because I'm the one who's going to cook the whole meal anyway. So at this point, what are you contributing to the cause? He don't bring a bag of ice.
He don't bring nothing.
He don't bring no paper plates. He's not bringing the liquor, nothing.
No, that makes sense.
If you at least not bringing no liquor, you can't come.
You can't come. All right, that one family Christmas member that you do not want showing up, why don't you put it in our comments on This Guy's Podcast. Nia, to you and yours, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, This Guy.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Feliz Navidad.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Kwanzaa.
We're out.